NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Lacey Mosley, Helen Hong, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host, who's a good boy, who's a good boy, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kelly Cox. I'm calling from Sioux City, Iowa, Wells Blue Bunny Capital, Sioux Bee Honey,
that's great. So what do you do there besides promote the good city of Sioux City?
I am a lead chef at a senior living facility.
Now, I'm going to ask you, because there are cliches, we have indulged in them, about senior citizens' food, about, you know, getting their Jell-O at 4:45.
Right.
Can you tell me that this is not true and that they, in fact, have discerning palates who demand the best of you as their chef?
Well, our senior living facility is kind of high end, so I do cook things better than Jell-O.
I'm kind of curious about this. Have you ever tried something? They're like, oh, they're going to love this. And like, they do like, no, what is this?
Yeah, I did like a papouchoute is like a French cooking technique. And you put the fish in wax paper. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, so what do we do with this? How do we open it? What is this?
A lot of good seniors ate a lot of wax paper that night.
All right, Kelly, it is great to have you on our show. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Kelly's topic?
Get me out of here!
Today's bluff game is on a theme that's going to be difficult for anyone in this world this year to emphasize with, but try to stay with me. We're going to hear about what it's like being stuck somewhere, unable to get out. Our panelists are going to tell you about a story we saw of somebody desperate to escape this week in the news. Pick the one who's telling the true story. You will win our prize, the voice of your choice on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's hear first, then, from Lacey Mosley.
Wesley Conover, a 36-year-old self-proclaimed hipster dad, found himself in a troubling ordeal when he violated Disney's ride protocol by entering a restricted area on the Pirates of Caribbean ride April 16, 2021. In an attempt to impress his children on their bi-yearly visitation, the 36-year-old father of two climbed into the Pirates' brig prison cell, only to find himself trapped there. His cries for help were so convincing, he was mistaken as a new exciting feature on the ride and became an instant hit. Molly and Stephen Nolan, a couple from Kentucky, exclaimed, "We love the updated pirated look. We'd never seen a pirate in Birkenstocks and a t-shirt for the National. But his beard was really piratey and the way he yelled, 'Help!' seemed so real." Wesley was such a hit, he remained trapped on the ride for 2 days before parents alerted park authorities when they saw a glimpse of a hipster Jack Sparrow crying on the ride. Disney declined to comment, but an unnamed source did reveal that the company is currently brainstorming ways to incorporate trapped single fathers into their ride experience after the success of Wesley's ordeal.
A man climbs into the cell in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disney World and gets stuck there and gets then mistaken for a real animatronic pirate. Your next story of someone who shall be released comes from Adam Felber.
Vladislav Ivanov is finally a free man. But for the past 3 months, he has been held on an island against his will, without a phone, trapped on a Chinese reality TV show. See, he was working as a translator when the offer came in. Would Vlad like to be a contestant on a show that would ultimately put together a K-pop-style boy band? Vlad was bored, so he agreed, but soon regretted the decision. And then he found out that if he walked off the show, he'd face a hefty fine that he couldn't afford. And so Vlad set about trying to be voted off the show. He did lame raps as his fellow competitors pranced and crooned. He begged viewers not to vote for him. "Don't love me," he said. "Please don't make me go to the finals. I'm tired." Chinese viewers loved him. He became an internet sensation with legions of fans who just wanted more of sad Vlad. And so, for 3 months, episode after episode, his fans voted him forward, prolonging Vladislav's misery and captivity. It became an international incident with Russian bloggers begging the Chinese to stop voting for him. "It's not funny anymore. Let Vlad go home." Naturally, he made it to the finals, on which he ate a lemon and frowned at the camera and asked to go home. Finally, he got his wish and found himself mobbed by fans at the airport as he headed back to Vladivostok. He now has a huge internet following, forever to be known as the man who, when life gave him lemons, he ate a lemon.
A man finally escapes from the Chinese reality TV show on which he is trapped, trying to not be put in a boy band. Your last story of somebody who's got to get out of this place, if it's the last thing they ever do, comes from Helen Hong.
A solo adventurist wrapped himself in a world of trouble this past weekend when he zipped himself into a tight-fitting mummy sleeping bag and couldn't get out. Outdoor enthusiast Kale Chips, that's Kale with a C and Chips with two P's, thank you, was camping alone in Colorado when he settled for the night in his very snug, brand-name knockoff sleeping bag. After struggling with the sputtering zipper for a few minutes, it violently zipped all the way up, breaking the zipper handle on its way. "The bag was so tight, I couldn't move my arms at all," exclaims Mr. Chips. "That's the last time I buy anything from Scatagonia. It's nothing like Patagonia." After hours of pulling, pushing, and even biting at his constraints, Mr. Chips managed to caterpillar shimmy his way to his backpack to extract a jar of peanut butter. Using his jaw, teeth, and muscles he never knew he had in his tongue, he finally succeeded in opening the jar of Skippy and smearing peanut butter near the seams of the zippered bag. It took half a day of lying absolutely still. But eventually, a family of chipmunks took the bait. The toothy little rascals chewed up the peanut buttered seams just enough to allow Mr. Chips to tear his way to freedom. With reverence and gratitude, Mr. Chips reports he'll never sing the Alvin Simon Theater song the same way ever again.
All right, here are your choices, Kelly. From Lacey, you heard about a man who got stuck in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, specifically the jail cell, when he climbed up in it to impress his kids. From Adam Felber, a poor Russian guy who got stuck on a Chinese TV show where they were creating the next big boys band, and he desperately tried to get out of that. Or from Helen Hong, a man who got stuck in his mummy sleeping bag in the wilds of Colorado, only to be rescued by some ravenous chipmunks, which is the real story of a desperate escape in the week's news.
I think it's the second one, Peter.
All right. So you've chosen Adam's story of the poor Russian guy who got trapped in a Chinese reality TV show. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to the reporter who brought this to our attention.
Even as he begged them to vote him off, they kept keeping him on the show, passing him on to the next round.
That was Teo Armas. He's a reporter for the Washington Post who wrote about the poor Russian guy stuck on the Chinese reality show. Congratulations, Kelly. You got it right. You've won our prize and you've won a point for Adam. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. It's been great.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the-